Thank you, everybody. How are you doing today? I'm trying to find my notes over here, but I can't. But
I put your glasses on.
I just found them now. No, I just wrote them in the wrong place. Sorry about it. So, great evening to everybody. Welcome to your favorite radio station, 101.9 High FM, and to your favorite show, Porn Stars Unplugged. Give me some applause. Come on, that would be nice. Yeah, thank you. The month of Av gonna start in, and you know it's special days for the Jews. A little bit difficult, but we're gonna go over this time, and we're gonna get stronger like we always do. The time now is 6:09. 9 minutes. Wow, I need to be quick today because we got a lot on our plate. Our studio numbers are. Yes, I need to remember them.
I think Sasha. Sasha, remember.
So you can SMS us?
Yes.
On 34519.
That I know.
Okay, good. And you can Telegram us.
Whoa.
Using the Telegram app.
That's awesome.
And that number is 0618951019.
Cool.
And WhatsApp what?
You can WhatsApp. We don't have WhatsApp.
Yeah,
not you can yet. Also, okay. You can tweet us at High FM, and you can email us on air@highfm.com.
Okay, because that's very, very important because don't forget we have a weekly competition and we're giving away two double tickets for a movie. So you definitely want to know what are numbers. If you don't remember the numbers, just call us and I will tell you the number. Okay, that was the numbers. After all these formalities, we're almost ready to start the show.
But who's the team?
From the...
I'm preempting you, Leo. You've been away.
You're preempting me
easing
as usual.
You in.
Thank you. We're almost ready to start the show from the new beautiful studio of High FM. But one more thing still left to do, and that's introducing our porn stars.
Yes.
So not yet.
Wait,
their name.
We're jumping in.
So I'm Liel, and the first one that I introduce is the fifth porn star, Sasha Star, is here.
Hey.
How are you, Sashi?
I'm good. How are you?
We
haven't seen each other.
No, we need to.
We're
not gonna do this conversation now on air because I don't think a lot of people want to hear it, and it's gonna take hours. From Keshin, 341 Jan Smuts, a gentle giant that is also a coin, antiques, and memorabilia expert.
Woo!
Eitan Adler.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay, we also have a blogger and South Africa best ever movie critic, Peter Feldman. How are you, Pete?
I'm very well. Nice to see you back in the hot seat.
Thank you. I was, you know.
It's hot. I can see the smoke.
Straight out of the boat.
Out of the boat.
Yeah.
Off the boat.
We also have from... she's not here.
Yeah, she's still zipping the coffee.
Zipping
the coffee.
Okay, so from Cash In, jewelry person and Roy's personal assistant, Irene Bauer.
Hey!
Woo.
Yeah, say hi to Irene Bauer. And from Top Cash, our other branch on Centon Drive, 96 Centon Drive actually, we got Nicole.
Yay!
How's it, everybody?
And yeah, Nicole today is a bit scared. Let's try to wake up a little bit later. We'll see. We also have Lashay. How are you, Lashay?
I'm good, thank you, and you?
Good, and you're going to hear a little bit more about her a little bit later. What else do I have here? Today we will talk about... Sorry.
Where?
Moshe is also here. Moshe Staugrad.
Good evening, yes. Welcome back.
I know that nobody cares, but I have to mention. I do. I love you.
Moshe cares.
And Tabu is going to be on the controls.
He's the only supporter to talk to you about soccer today.
Don't worry, we have tomorrow morning.
Ah, okay, good.
We will always have tomorrow. That's from Casablanca. No?
And we have
tonight. Tonight's the play.
And Tabu is on the... Tabu, give yourself
control.
Applause.
Yeah.
Come on, yeah.
Hey!
If anybody here really deserves it, it's you. It's not that. Today we'll talk about some subjects in the news around the world. Peter going to tell us about the new movies, a couple of new movies coming. I'm going to ask the crew some personal questions, and we'll try to get to know them a bit more, and maybe you'll find something nice and new that you didn't
size,
know.
Size, height, and weight.
And we're going to finish with our usual big balagan and jokes, and I hope you will enjoy it.
And so let's start.
I think the first subject that I want to mention, and I'm sure everybody talked about it for the last 2 weeks at least, it's the rescue of the Thai kids. The kids in Thailand that went into a cave and was stuck there because of the monsoon rains for almost over 2 weeks, I think, the end. Over 2 weeks, and they all got out. Remind me of the Colombia or Chile, the mine when
there was a movie.
Also, there will be a movie about...
That's what I was going to say.
There will be a movie about this as well, for sure. That was... They already invited them anywhere, any place in the world. They're going to be famous.
It was an amazing, operation. Yeah.
And
unfortunately, one diver died. Yeah.
But the kids and the coach, and it is a happy ending, and we all, you know, we want this good news all the time.
They're also talking about charging the coach for negligence.
Quite a lot.
If he would work for the weather bureau,
It's Thailand. It's not. It's like in South Africa. You will say you're going to find someone and charge him. No, it's fine. Don't worry. we'll move on. Yeah, France against Belgium yesterday.
Boring.
By the way, boring. Did you?
Yeah, it was boring.
I found it a bit boring. Yes. I thought Belgium should have won.
And this from
please
this.
Don't tell me the result. I didn't watch this game. The 8 minutes on DSTV.
Okay, so Belgium lost and France won. And Nicole, yes?
And France were very dirty. It was actually so unsportsmanlike. Yes, they were wasting time towards the end.
And Nicole don't have a Belgian boyfriend. That she don't take sides at all. No. The France is better, and the better team won. And well done, France. Really, it's the third final out of the last 6 World Cups. So really well done.
I was in France in Paris. 1998 when they won the World Cup.
Wow, really?
I didn't watch the World Cup. I was on my way out. I was there for the three tenors.
It was a great game.
Remember
the final
of 98? Big concert. Some people may remember. The French put on a big concert with the three tenors. And I attended that concert. And the concert was about 4 days before the kickoff.
The final.
Yeah.
The kickoff or the final?
No, it
was the
final.
The tournament. The final. Mm. Yeah, so they were in 98 and they took the cup. In 2006 in Germany, they play against Italy, and Italy beat them. And that's the third
penalties.
On penalties after Zidane and Materazzi, and everybody knows that. Let's move on. So well done, France. You're going to be in the
finals.
In the finals, and today's game is England against Croatia. I think as South Africans, there is a lot of England support over here.
Yeah, I support England.
The reason because we always watch the English league, so we know the English players.
We don't
know Croatia.
No, because we are part of the English Empire.
No, I don't think so.
Listen, Alan Zilla is definitely an England supporter.
What makes you say that?
I'm not going to reveal my sources, but I'm pretty sure she is.
Funny enough, we don't watch much.
So who are you for tonight? You told me, but tell everybody.
Well, you know, it was Croatia, my favorite at the beginning. But I think tonight I would like maybe England.
They're hot.
Yeah, because...
England always, you know, missed so badly. And
the reason being, because a lot of Tottenham players are in the English squad.
But first of all, yes.
It's squad. Doesn't mean anything.
Squad.
You can have a speedy, but they're connect.
This World Cup was full of surprises. Why not to have another one?
100%.
I'm for it.
I don't know if it's a surprise, Ethan. Croatia is a better team than England. The surprise will be if England will win, I think.
Yes, so let's not have surprise.
But no, why? Why are you against England?
I don't know. I've got a problem. He's
not forgetting them about the 30 years that they were controlling Israel.
Kalaniyot,
Now, the other thing that you want to talk about, I will just mention a couple of things and then Ethan will take us through this. Eli Cohen is a very, very known historical character in Israel. Eli Cohen, Ethan will tell you just now what he done for Israel and who he is. But what I want to say, what happened this week is two things, and I'm sure they talked about it here. The Mossad, about 6 months ago, they advertised it this week. The Mossad, about 6 months ago, went to an Arab country They don't say who, but you will understand from Ethan things, I think, which Arab country it is, and retrieve his wristwatch or his pocket watch. And it's very, very important because, like Ethan's going to say, he got killed in a other country. And in Hollywood, they are busy making a movie about Eli Cohen, and I think his story is very, very, very interesting and special, especially for Israelis and Jews. And the star going to be Sacha Baron Cohen. That was Sacha Baron Cohen. So
yeah, it's a Netflix series.
Is it?
Called The Spy.
Okay, so we're very, very excited about this. It's very interesting. And Ethan, tell us a little bit about Eli Cohen. Take
yeah.
it through.
Well, his full name is Eliyahu Ben Shaul Cohen. Okay, he was born 26 December 24, and he died hanged on the 18th of May 1965. Now, he was actually an Israeli spy in Syria between the years 61 and 65.
English is Syria.
Yeah, in Syria. And where he developed a very close relationship with political and military personnel of the leadership of the leadership of Syria, and he arrived actually to be that was the funny the chief advisor to the Minister of Defense of Syria. In 65, the Syrian counterintelligence authorities succeeded somehow to put their hand on him, and he went to court. He was found guilty, and he was sent to die, and he was hanged. The most important, the material that he supplied during this 61 to 65 helped a lot the Israeli armed forces during the Six-Day War.
In 67.
Just a small thing is that he was actually born in Alexandria, in Egypt.
Yep.
And his father was a very Zionist Jew, and he actually moved his family to Syria to a place called Aleppo in 1914. Now, everyone knows all the chaos that's going in Syria, all the butchery of civilians and everything that the regime is doing there. Aleppo is actually a stronghold, or almost not anymore, of the forces that fighting the Syrian government. That's basically it. And the thing is, after he was hanged, the only thing I want to mention, he was basically buried, and his body was reburied three times at least. And the few people who knew where is the body are no longer with us. And until today, no one knows exactly where is the remains. Even we trying very much to bring the remains back to Israel. But we don't know where is the remains. And thank God at least the watch came back home.
What I would like to add is that the reason why he was caught is because of the Israel mistake and the Israeli media. Because he was sitting over there with the cabinet, as he was discussing something at the cabinet, the next morning it was in the media, straight away.
Yeah.
And this was the problem.
Israel can't keep the mouth shut. Ethan, anything else in history?
Just few things.
Very, very
another few, another very famous Jewish character in our history that I think is well known is Alfred Dreyfus.
Yeah. Yes.
Alfred Dreyfus was basically a Jewish officer in the French army, and just because he was a Jew, they decided to find him guilty in espionage, giving a secret to those days was Prussia. And he was arrested, stripped of his rank, everything, and sent to jail. And it took him many, many years. And it's not until 1906 that his appeal actually been recognized and the rank been given to him. And this is today, in 1906, that the appeal was accepted. The other thing, again, on today, and it's falling on the same date, in 1935, he actually passed, Alfred Dreyfus. One more thing, because I'm into the military stuff. 1916, a woman by the name of Ludmila Pavichenko, she was an Ukraine girl, and she was born 1916 today. She died in 1974. And the story about her, that she became the hero, the Russian hero during World War II as a sniper, and she actually killed 309 Nazi and Romanian forces during the war in basically in two different positions. And she became one of the heroes, and she was like the most famous sniper of World War II, basically.
No, there was another Russian one that killed more than 1,000 Nazis.
Yeah, this one
in the fight of Leningrad, in the fight the Stalingrad, that they chased the Nazis away. But he killed more than 1,000 and a couple of hundreds of officers, Nazis officers. So and they did a movie on him. So it's definitely he's the famous one.
Exactly.
Quick, Moshe, I want to...
No, you're talking about Alfred Dreyfus.
Yes.
Now, Alfred Dreyfus indirectly, the Zionist Israel exists because of Alfred Dreyfus, because the French journalist, Emile Zola, he was following the whole trial, and Theodor Herzl got inspired because of this, and that's... But the Zionist movement.
A lot of things happen in Russia and in Eastern Europe against the Jews that ignite this idea that we're not safe anywhere and we need our country. But that's not what we're talking about.
I've got another little one. It's a bit funny. In 1997, Ofra Chaza, rest in peace, everyone knows her.
Yeah.
She was a Yamanan singer. And, well, I'm going to read that as it was on the internet because it's quite cute. She went into the wedding ceremony canopy with the Yamanan step and leaves it with the Ashkenazi husband, Doron Ashkenazi.
Okay. And what happened today in 1962, Eitan?
1962. All
yes.
Right. Yeah, all right.
This is actually
the Rolling Stones performed their first appearance at the Marquee Club in London.
Thank you. Let's listen to a song and we'll be with your movies.
It's a good club.
Quiet on the set. Can we please on the set?
The Movie Review with Peter Feldman.
And here is Peter Feldman.
Thank you. Nice to be back. We've got two movies opening this week. One is Skyscraper, and it's a great, ideal, perfect vehicle for The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, that's
and it's an amazing movie in the special effects because he does everything. He jumps from building to building. He climbs up a skyscraper. He has to get his children out of the skyscraper, which is being attacked by terrorists.
And I feel like Dwayne Johnson would do that without special effects.
You reckon that? Yeah. What do you think he's just...
Have you seen Dwayne Johnson?
That's what we thought about Schwarzenegger in the 80s when we saw Conan the Barbarian. He said, yeah, you don't need any makeup, this guy.
This is all set in Hong Kong. It's in a massive building. It's a new age building. It's owned by a Hong Kong businessman. It's the tallest building in the world. And terrorists attack this building and it starts burning up. And this guy's wife, played by Neem Campbell, and the two children are in the building. And he's got to get out and he's got to actually get them out. And it's just a high thriller. It's full of special effects. And it's a perfect match for Dwayne Johnson. He does very well. A lot of people enjoy it. I think it's going to do well. Because he's got a huge fans. I mean, he's a big guy. He's got all these tattoos.
Since Arnold Schwarzenegger, we didn't have
a hero like this. He's a brand now.
Yeah.
And then the other movie is called Kings. It was The Riots, as Rodney King. Mm-hmm. And at that stage, it's about a family living in South Central. Halle Berry plays a mother, a foster mother to 8 children. And she has to look after these children. And suddenly the riots erupt. Rodney King is found, the guys who beat him up nearly killed him, which was all photographed. It was the world news. These cops got off, which caused riots in South Central and lots of other areas in Los Angeles. And it just focuses on this family, how they try to get by in the middle
70s,
of the riots.
It was 80s. I remember it. Yeah.
And I must say, it's a terrible movie because it's got no focus. It's all over the place. And I must say, Halle Berry has to choose her movies with care because the last couple of movies she's made have been
dreadful. But she got an Oscar already. She don't.
Oh, yes, she got an Oscar.
She got an Oscar
Monster
already.
Monster Ball. What?
Yeah, but Charlize Theron is the same. What great movie she made since
she hasn't
Monster.
Made many great movies. Thank you.
She got the Oscar. Thank you very much.
It's like a soccer Gal player Gadot. Scoring a goal and then sitting back and saying, I've scored.
Give Gal Gadot an Oscar and let her go home.
Okay, the question we're going to ask people is four tickets. Well, yes. It's two tickets, but it's two each. It's four tickets.
Yeah, two double tickets.
Okay, just give me the name of the lead actor in Skyscraper.
Okay.
Very easy.
Nobody here can
join.
And how can they now send through their response?
So Sash, just give the new number of the Telegram.
So you can Telegram us on 061-895-1019. That's using the Telegram app. You can do a conventional SMS to 34519. You can tweet us at HiFM, or you can email us on air@hifm.com.
Okay, so you know what you need to do.
I just want to mention that bookings have opened for the next Girls Night Out. This is on the 19th of July. And the movie is Mamma Mia. Here we go again.
I don't care. I just hear Girls Night Out and I'm in.
I want to go to that.
The film opens on July the 20th and bookings are already open. It's all about the ABBA music and it's a follow-up to... Yeah, I see you shaking your head. You enjoyed that, did you? There's in-cinema dining at the VIP cinemas. But I must mention that those winning tickets are people who've won these tickets.
Yes.
Cannot go to 4DX Extreme or a VIP. And they can't see a film on the week of release. Because I had one person who complained to me that they wouldn't accept the Moby tickets because she was actually going to VIP cinema.
We already have one winner, Michelle Goodman.
Okay.
Michelle Goodman Ellie have the right
and
answer.
And we'll get you.
Thank you very much. And you will get your double tickets and you can go and enjoy a movie.
Thank you very much, Leo.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
That was very enjoyable. And I have a movie to go and see on the weekend. We have a busy weekend, by the way. There's the final of Wimbledon. There's the final of the World Cup. So, but I will find time.
I'm sure you do.
Let's start the more easy and light part of our show. Yeah. Let's start it with a song.
Yeah.
Ready? Let's go for it.
I have
only a boy, so I only know how to make a boy. So I told you the secret. That's all.
Sorry,
it came out.
Yep.
The question again, guys, in the new movie Skyscraper, something like that. Am I right?
Skyscraper.
That sounds very much like the like Die Hard 1, but doesn't matter. we have the rock.
Not to worry, the clip will be
nobody
online.
Nobody answered that.
If you put me online with
this mistake. Who is the main? No, I just said, you know, nothing to
do. It's all right, guys.
I talked about the moon. Who is the main actor of the new movie, Skyscraper? Skyscraper.
Yeah, like Die Hard.
Okay, but just to... There was a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yes.
Belgium, of course.
Yes.
That they were in a hockey stadium or a football stadium or something, and his kids were with him, and the terrorists got in, and he had to leave his son to go and rescue the whole stadium.
It's always starting with terrorists and kids.
That's not this movie. But if you know who stars in Skyscraper, the name of the actor, his actual name, not the thing that Liel said by mistake.
Not E.T. and all kind of.
No, not that one.
Okay, let's stop because I've got a mistake again.
If you tell us that, you can win two tickets.
Well, one is gone already.
Okay.
You get one pair of tickets.
One pair of tickets still available. We on Telegram on there.
Yes, Telegram. Get the app. Go onto your App Store, your Google Play Store. Download Telegram, send us a message. The number is 061-895-1019. You can SMS us on 34519. Email onair@hifm.com. Or if you like to tweet, you can tweet us at HiFM.
Thank you very much, Sash. That was very helpful. Okay.
Tweet.
That was a little resident bird.
Irene arrived.
Resident bed. Now you know, Irene. Stay closer here. I need you. I've got some questions to ask.
Baby.
No, I just said I need. Come on, what? Everything have to be dramatic. I got some questions to ask the crew. Let's ask everybody and let's see. Let's try to find new things about them. Okay, let's start with an easy one. Eitan, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yes, quickly.
Falafel and shawarma.
Falafel and shawarma. Good. Lashay, what is your favorite food? And she said everything.
Does everything count?
No. Be specific. We worked
pizza.
About it. Thank you. We were working about it for 2 days to try to find a sashi.
Oh, it's a choice between pasta.
Yeah.
Because it's so versatile. And anything with salmon.
Really?
Including just salmon.
Okay. Yes, Nick. What do you say? Seafood. Okay.
Very kosher.
Everything that I see, I eat. Yeah. That's what I wanted to see. Yes, Miss Bawa?
I'll tell her ever.
Is it?
Avocado yes. And vegetables.
Wow, cool. That's
she's very,
very cool.
Exotic.
Everyone everyone will think these people are so healthy. They're not spending the days with them.
I'm very, very easy. Schnitzel.
Irene.
Yes?
Except 5 minutes of avocado and vegetable, the rest of the 99% of your day built from... Beasley, Bamba,
yes,
chocolate,
yes.
All the healthy
I
stuff.
I don't eat chocolate. I
very
don't
healthy stuff. Chocolate. Okay, not chocolate. Yeah. Only chip.
Can you say Beasley?
Chip. She's eating like 100 chippies a day. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Let's keep on going. No, I'm very easy. I'm schnitzel
easy.
And chips. Schnitzel
yeah,
and
that's
chips.
That's perfect.
Or schnitzel and mashed potatoes
yeah.
Every day of the week.
Three times a day
every day.
No problem.
Yeah, never got enough of it. What else we have? Eitan, what is your hobby?
Sleep.
Okay, that's a hobby. That's nice. Lashay?
Singing and dancing.
Oh wow! Wait, we need to...
and gym. If I can get to it,
everything together. Yeah. But we need to exploit this, at least the singing, the dancing. I don't know how much they're going to see you. But
voice.
Really? Yeah. I'm gonna do a test, and if she's good enough, she's going to sing here. Sashi, what do you like to do with your spare time?
Either watching films.
Yep.
Or writing, actually.
Mm, yeah, I also wanted to say that she's an awesome, awesome writer. And yeah, you must read her blogs. Yes?
It's
Mrs.
actually very sad. I
Nico.
Don't have a clue.
No, eating everything. Like he's eating
yes.
Seafood. Like you said before.
It's eating a hobby.
But I was actually saying the other day, there's nothing that I'm really passionate about at the moment.
Is it?
But I'll
at
find
the moment,
something.
Yeah, find something.
I hope your boyfriend doesn't listen, huh?
No,
I remember you said he's a hobby. So.
Irene, what is your hobby? Work. What do you like to do in your spare time?
I have 3 children. Go figure.
So you don't have time. Okay.
And yours?
Me, I think also sports, a lot of sports. Watching sports. I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
Sports.
That's it.
No, you can see on the camera. It's only watching. My sport days are finished about almost 10 years ago. I'm ashamed to say that.
And taboo?
No, taboo is
taboo
not.
Taboo doesn't have any help.
We can't. Taboo have.
Taboo's a silent partner.
Too many secrets.
Yeah.
Eitan, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
The Shay?
Doggies.
Dogs.
Both. I'm dynamic.
And I'm the only cat one?
Yep.
Look, are you a cat?
I don't mind cats. Mm. But
I
you don't
say,
really.
No, the question is dogs and cats. Are
no,
you
definitely
dog
dogs. Definitely dogs.
Pussycats and doggies.
I love cats. I don't know why. I love cats.
I had a cat who thought it was a dog.
Yeah. How was it?
Yeah.
And I named it Squirrel. So it had an identity crisis.
Listen,
cats, it's not so hard work like having a dog.
He had like 6 different animals in him. Like Animal Man, you remember from the 80s?
Yeah, Manimal.
Manimal. Manimal. Okay, Eitan, one thing you take with you to a deserted island, what will it be?
Definitely smokes.
Oh my God.
Oh my word.
Well, I need to pass the time.
My toothbrush and my wet wipes.
Really? Who gives a? Really? Nobody gonna smell you there. You're by yourself.
I don't care.
Okay. Let's say.
I need my bikini.
Why do you need a bikini? You're alone.
Yeah, but you can swim. Otherwise, something's going to bite you.
And a bikini is going to say, ah, no, bikini, I'm not biting a bikini.
Yes.
Okay, no problem.
In frightening colors.
Okay. Ethan, from now on, the security guards, you must make them wear a bikini because yeah. nothing can touch them with a bikini.
Exactly, yeah.
Sashi, why are you taking a book?
No. Well, no. I'm going to take my best friend.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Right?
That's such a good one.
Yeah, but that's cheating.
No, wow. It's not.
No, it is. It's serious.
No, no. You and yourself, what you will take.
No.
I'm taking my TV.
Okay.
You and yourself.
If I have to take only me, I'm going to take a survivor's guide. To like living in the wilderness.
Oh, all right, that's good.
See,
one.
Smart,
that's
huh?
cheating.
It's not cheating.
Why?
It's kind of
listen,
cheating.
Not everyone went to.
Okay,
I Nick. Think she's Googling.
Nick. Nicole, what will you take with you to?
I was going to say potatoes because I can have
potatoes?
Fish and chips. But
all these things
really,
that you
really
guys are taking.
But then, yeah, I'd have to. Oysters, oh, wow.
We're you talking know, survival.
Maybe I want
not
lemon, a bit of Tabasco.
Guys,
no, it doesn't have to be survival.
Going to a restaurant.
Excuse me, you're taking smokes. You don't have any
exactly.
other dishes.
Well, all the rest is there.
What about
smokes
matches?
Not.
Oh, my God.
What about matches?
Maybe you need to know how to make fire, huh?
Eitan, you and Nicole, your choice is finite. It means it's going to run out. It's not smart.
No, we're talking endless supply.
I would plant my potatoes.
Yeah, yeah. She can plant her potatoes and get more. Irene, what would you take with you to a deserted island by yourself?
Seriously?
Yes, but not
I
naughty.
I told you. Toothbrush yeah. and wet wipes.
Ah, sure. She
no, she'll take Roy and leaving me.
If she can. We all will. But that's not a politically correct answer. I take a laptop with Netflix. I'm sure
and
they're going to have...
Yeah, how are you going to charge it?
There's Wi-Fi.
No, how are you going to charge it?
I'm going to build a wind turbine. What are you talking about?
Sake.
Easy.
Yeah,
listen, if every one of us will bring something and we'll end up on the same island, it will be all right.
Burmakaplan.
Yeah. No, Burmakaplan.
I think we'll be very organized.
Engelsman hate a plan.
Okay. Enough Afrikaans. Jewish show. Hey. Okay, one last question and we're going to another song because you guys are going out of control.
No, like
if you have one place to go in the world, where would you want? Somewhere you've never been.
That you've never been.
Never been. Somewhere is your dream to be in the world. Where are you going to go? Come, we don't have the whole day. Okay, Lachey, let's start with you because Eitan is...
Dubai.
What?
Dubai.
You know how hot it is in Dubai?
But it's beautiful.
It's 50 degrees.
An island.
Yes.
With trees and running water.
There's plenty here. Next to Mozambique, there's plenty of
islands.
That's
right. I've never been
there.
The
most beautiful ones.
We can go.
Okay, so that's
easy. I know Bazaruto, but it's a little bit with no trees. It's too much crocodile, but...
What's wrong with cocoa? Cocoa is a tree. Sashi, what do you say?
Okay, I'm going to be unfair. I'm going to choose between two.
Yeah.
So either, you said never been, right?
Never been.
Yes.
Okay, so Italy.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Or Japan. I feel like Japan would be really fun.
Japan is like such a huge... You got Tokyo that you got like New York. It's the biggest city
yes.
with all the technology. And you got there the mountains and they got everything. So.
I feel like it would be really cool.
Yeah, it will be cool. Which will be cool. Nicole?
Oh, that's an easy one. Yes. Snow skiing.
Eh?
Snow skiing. Austria,
snow
Italy, Switzerland. What's Switzerland?
I'm going to put
Switzerland.
Okay, and Irene said Israel, and I know that you want to go to Israel because you said it so many times off air, so I really, really believe her.
Yeah,
so this one is this next song. This
you
next
didn't
song
say where you're going.
Yeah.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, where are you off to?
I am going to do America. Yeah. United States of America from New York to Los Angeles. That's my dream.
You're going to Route 66.
I don't know if Route 66. No, I don't think Route 66. But I'm going to do quite... There's a lot of places that I want to see in America. But that's something for much, much older. I'm not interested now. That's my choice, and thank you very much for your
cooperation.
So nice.
Yeah, we're gonna put a song for the song is for the weather outside, but it's also for Nicole because what she said now.
Leo, can't we open up a kitty for me for everybody to put 10 rand in so I can go to Israel. Please.
I don't think that you can go to Israel with all our 10 rents.
And the listeners too.
And the listeners.
Please, please, please. Oh, I'll kiss your toes.
Sash, what do you call the when you raise money on the internet?
A GoFundMe campaign.
A GoFundMe campaign. Thank you, Irene. You sorted. Leave us alone.
Be the other F.
And we're back with you, and we want to do some balagan like we're doing every day in the end of the, every day, every week in the end of our show. We got some
minutes.
Joke for you. So, Nicole, you said you had a good
yes.
joke. Yeah, yeah.
No, how many men, sorry, wrong.
Oh, my
okay.
word.
Sorry, man. How many divorced men does it take to change a light bulb? Who cares? They never get the house anyway.
Ooh.
Oh,
ow.
That was a burn.
Okay, can I tell you my
Tabo
truth?
And me are burned like, ow.
Good.
Sore.
Okay, this one's for awesome. Eitan. What do you call security guards working outside Samsung shop?
With a bikini. Let's
with
shake.
With a bikini.
Guardian of the galaxy.
Yeah.
What? Nice.
Okay, last one.
Wait, let's say you. No, no. 1-1. Uh-uh. No, then it's my turn. Shut up.
Okay. What is the difference between a teacher and a tray? One says, spit out the gum, and the other says, chew, chew, chew.
I like that joke. I also have silly jokes.
I ask my daughter if she's seen my newspaper. So she told me newspaper, it's old school. Mm-hmm. She said people use tablet any day, and she handed up. She handed to me her tablet. Yeah. The fly didn't have the chance.
Ah, okay. Funny-ish. Okay, the tablet also didn't have a chance. Wait, it's my turn now.
I was going to say, so come now, big mouth.
Ah, okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Control freak.
Control
okay,
freak.
Okay, now you're going to say control freak who? mine was the best.
What about the interrupting cow one?
Yes, no, not interrupting. It's the annoying cow.
Interrupting cow.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Okay, can I tell my joke now?
It's your turn.
Singing in the shower is all fun and games until you get shampoo in your mouth. Then it becomes a soap opera. Okay. Why did the school kids eat their homework?
I don't know, but why everything is about school today?
Because their teacher said it was a piece of cake.
Hey, Dan, so come back.
So 2 years ago, I asked the girl of my dream on a date.
Yeah.
Today, I decided to ask her to marry me. Well, she said no in both occasions.
Yeah. What do you call a fish with no eyes, Eitan?
Blind date?
No, just fish.
Fish. Okay. Fish.
Yeah, I got another one.
Wait.
Why did the chicken went to do a science? You know, say seance.
Yeah, seance.
Yeah.
A seance.
Seance. Sorry.
Seance. We're talking English.
Hebrew.
Seance.
Sorry.
Seance.
Close, why close did the chicken went to do a seance? Seance.
Because he wanted to have a word with KFC.
No, because she wanted to get to the other side.
Oh.
Listen, tomorrow, huh?
Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we got. That's it? Nobody wants to tell another joke?
I know, you ruined it.
I ruined the whole jokes.
Yeah.
I got another one. Why do you call a fake noodle?
What?
A fake noodle?
Yes.
A schmoodle.
An impasta.
Oh. Hey.
Killed it. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. Tomorrow we got everybody's laughing. Well, that's all the time that we have. I'm reading now. You can see on the camera. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to listen tomorrow from 9. To Roy and Friends. I will be instead
friend.
Of Roy.
It's
yes,
Liel and Friends.
Liel and Friends.
Roy
but
and
the show
friends.
Called it's Roy and Friends. And if you miss anything, please listen to a podcast on highfm.com. What else?
Yeah, don't forget to go to Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Roy Friends. There are a lot of pieces of clips over there that Roy is putting up and you can actually see our faces more or less.
Please, and it's very, very cool and funny. And you
see all our faces.
You see everything that happened. No, you don't see it, but you hear everything that happened in
here,
the.
Yeah, but we're starting with something new as well. Enjoy
guys,
it.
Thank you. Until then, be safe, be healthy, and enjoy. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.